Native American elders are viewed as mentors, teachers, and intergenerational transmitters of knowledge. Today, our elders offer you some health advice.
My name is Fred McDougall. I'm a member of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe Indians. Interestingly enough, COVID-19 didn't have that severe of an impact on the Boys Fort people or the Boys Fort Reservation. For example, the Boys Fort Reservation is a very isolated reservation, but the isolation, I think, contributed to a low occurrence of COVID-19 on the reservation. Now, what are the factors? What are the contributing factors? Not only that, a small population, less than 200 people, far distance from any major population where you might be in a position to contract. For example, the health system up there made an effort to contact everybody in the reservation to make sure that they at least were immunized. You know, that effort was an individual effort where people were individually called, came in, and got shots that were prevented COVID-19. Also, during the mask mandate, almost everybody in the reservation wore a mask and participated in that. So the health system up in Boys Fort seen to it that every effort was put into play to make sure that there wasn't any real efforts in the pandemic.
Programming for this station is made possible in part by the Minnesota Department of Health. More information about COVID vaccines and boosters, including where to find a vaccination site near you, is online at mn.gov/COVID-19.